From JMI Wealth, Thursday morning. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to have what they're having.
It's not bad, eh? You get on a bit of that. Barfoot and Thompson QV figures are out, and in certain areas of the country, things seem to have settled themselves down.
Yeah, Mike, a lot of input yesterday into the conundrum that is the housing market. So you had QV data, quotable value data, Barfoot and Thompson data, and then you had that eligibility details for buyers interested in KiwiBuild. So a whole lot of information about the housing market, and I was sort of trying to make sense of this yesterday, but I guess I end up asking the question, is the housing market becoming a buyer's market? Now, I think we can make the broad sweeping statement that values are moderating. I think we're on safe ground there. So quotable value, they've got a house price index. The national increase in the value of a house, or the national average value of a house, just under $676,000. So that's down 0.3% from the previous 3 months. I'd call that unchanged. Yep. Auckland down small, Tauranga also down 0.9%, Wellington Central down 1.3%. Over the last 12 months. Nationally, over the year, 5.7% growth. So we're not getting those double-digit numbers that we were getting sort of 2 or 3 years ago. But it's being held back by Auckland. Auckland's issue here, because it only grew 0.8% on the year. Now, Barfoot and Thompson, sales data for Auckland, they saw the median price of their transactions in June. That fell 1.2%, 810 grand. Down 3.6% from last year. They're getting a few more sales. Sales up 6% on the same period last year. Fewer new listings, though. That's interesting. Had a couple of months in a row of that happening. Wait and see if we've got a trend there. So I think we can assume, Mike, that the market is cooling. It's a combination, I suspect, of the RB restrictions on that highly leveraged lending. You've got your government policies as well, restricting who can buy. You've got foreign buyers can't. You've got investors that's harder for them. And these things all take time to come through the data. But now, Mike, we throw KiwiBuild into the mix. Now, you are going to talk, I suspect, this morning about the affordability angle. Mm-hmm. But I want to look at another issue here. I would make the observation that a slowing or a declining property market will create challenges over the execution of KiwiBuild. Because as far as I can see, and I'm very interested in doing a little bit more work on this, is they still need somebody to take the development risk on the projects. Now, that's tough in a declining market. Property developers don't like doing projects when the market is declining or cooling, because the market price moves between when you plan it and when you've actually got to sell it. So you don't have the same confidence over the sale price. So to me, that makes it a little bit more challenging than it already is. And we know that they're not going to get a whole heap of supply anyway. But it definitely ports to greater supply at some stage. Impact of the foreign ban is still unclear. I think we can say that with some certainty that house price growth from here would be moderate at best.
Exactly right. Couldn't agree more. Now, tomorrow, big day, the war begins.
It does. So July the 6th, significant for some people, I suppose, it'll be their birthdays or their anniversaries, but it's also the day that the tariffs imposed by the US administration on Chinese imports come into effect. So we've got these trade tensions. If Trump thought the Chinese were going to blink, they haven't yet, and they're running out of a bit of time. So I'm not sure if these tensions, this nervousness, had an impact on the weak global dairy trade result, but perhaps it did. But where are we currently at? Where are we at, though, Mike? Because it's not just about China. The US is picking this fight on a number of fronts. Canada, they officially imposed tariffs on about $17.5 billion worth of imports last Sunday, and that was in response to Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminium. So they've put an equal dollar amount on. They've hit steel and aluminium imports, but they've also hit a whole lot of food. Maple syrup. They're putting tariffs on maple syrup. This is Canada, for crying out loud. And also, Heinz tomato sauce seems to be getting a bit of attention as well. Mexico and China, they're hitting the US imports with retaliatory as well. China's kicking off tomorrow. Remember, they're having a go at agricultural products. We've got the latest salvo from the EU. The European Commission has informed the US Department of Commerce the EU could hit 444 billion New Zealand dollars worth of US products, and that's because of this issue over vehicles. Interesting reaction in the US, Mike. The US GM chairman, this is CEO Mary Barra. She was briefly on Trump's Economic Advisory Council. She's warning that GM could be forced to scale back production and cut US jobs, which is not the response that Trump wanted.
No, it's all getting messy. He's misread trade completely. Anyway, what are the numbers?
Well, no changes across the US, Mike, because they were all on holiday, so we'll skip over those. FTSE 100, 7573, they were down 20. The Nikkei, 21717, down 69. Shanghai Composite, 2759, down 28. The ASX 200 lost 27 yesterday, 6183. We lost 28 points on the NZX, 59025 on the currencies. Against the US, 0.6762, 0.9154 Aussie, 0.5796 euro, 0.5109 pounds, 74.69 yen, gold $1,255, Brent crude $78.24.
Well done, mate. You have a good day. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. Get him at jmiwealth.co.nz.